Think of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hey Amy, Brian at On Deck, how are ya?
Oh, hey Brian, I'm doing okay, how are you?
Doing well. Just wanted to chat quickly about that Rockport deal. Sorry, you're still working, so.
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit.
The underwriter's cool with only doing 12, he's not going beyond that.
Okay.
Would you guys be able to sell it out using 12?
I don't think so.
Useless?
Yeah, because you know who Ruben is, right? I'm not sure if you've talked to him before.
Yeah.
Or at least he must be notorious with you guys.
I think he's reached out directly once, but
okay.
Yeah.
With them. It's one of his customers, and I think when we initially had this deal approved in January, we had a 12-month term that he went over, and the customer just wasn't willing to take it. I'm not sure why. I think they also have like an equipment lease out right now, so maybe they, you know, a longer term would just make the payment more manageable, considering that they are making payments on equipment as well. But if 12 months is, you know, all we can do, that's, you know, what I can go back to him with.
Word.
I mean, we tried. I, you know, submitted this to you guys, I think, for like the second or third time, and you guys have, you know, reviewed it with underwriting. So is the reason being 12 months is the most because of industry, or what can you kind of tell me as far as his reasoning?
Let's take a look.
All right.
Rockport. So where did the drama come from? I think it's mainly based on the business credit report.
Okay.
While the FICO and estimated annual revenue went down since we last underwrote it, as well as the internal scoring. I'm just pulling up the business credit report to see what's showing.
Okay.
Open contracts, 87. So based off of what I see, the business credit history is a little bit limited. Balances I'm showing out aren't that high.
Okay.
Because
they're also kind of short on time in business. I believe they're only like 4 years old.
Yeah. Normally, you get the good stuff once you've been around 7 or 8.
For sure.
Their business credit report appears to be a mixed bag. There's no real party or fire going on there, but I can take a look at the old one and see what was happening there, see if there's anything that's substantially different. But for the most part, it looks like due to the limited business credit history and you know, there's some derogatories. Looks like the outstanding balances are basically the same as last time. They actually have one more... So before we can only pull Pena and Equifax, this time we also get Experian in there, which could have led to the downward trend. More data, more problems.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's primarily it. Utilization 72. Let me check back here. I think it's just because we were able to get Equifax in here Experian, and there's a little bit more derogatory data there compared to last time that just led to the issue. It's kind of weird that we weren't able to pull up the last time because it seems like a fair amount of trade lines are on there, but looks like the utilization rate actually went down, but I think it's just because we have more data now that...
Okay.
It's kind of weighed against it, but 150 over 12 is what you have here if Ruben wants to get it done. That's an absolute guarantee. Like, I don't guarantee anything, but, like, that's a guarantee.
All right. I'll just explain to him what we talked about. So for credit, you guys use Experian, Equifax, and another source? Is that what you said?
Paynet for business credit.
Okay.
For personal credit, we pull Equifax, and if we can't pull Equifax, we do Experian.
Gotcha.
When we do select, we pull Equifax, but we pull Experian for a secondary score. So if both their so in order to qualify for select, you have to have at least 700 Equifax, but we pull Experian to double check. So if your Experian comes in below 700, you won't be eligible. So.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's all kind of built into your guys' internal scoring, too?
Yep. All awesome. That's in the magic.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate the call and the explanation here. I'll just have to break it to Ruben best I can. And if he pushes, I'll try and get that over to you guys in the nicest way possible. I don't know what he's going to want to do after this.
Well, his only option is 150 over 12. There's no more spice available.
Okay.
I mean, we can probably ask for 160, but we'd still be over 12. It's
yeah.
Right now, the answer is always going to be over 12. It's just the number that's
okay.
That he can negotiate on.
Okay. All right. I'll let him know then that the 12-month is, like, hard. It's a hard answer. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Many gracias.
Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Wait.
Bye.
Bye.